Well, we've come to our last session on the days of encouragement and walking through the book of Acts together. Some almost the climax of just the book of Acts and the account Luke gave of the witnesses around Christ and his resurrection. And so Luke was a very detailed guy. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of stories. And I want to encourage you to take this material and use it in your small groups. Take a bunch of friends together, read through the book of Acts. You know, it has got no formal ending, meaning that, hey, we are still part in writing the book of Acts because we're part of the bride of Christ. And so use it in your small groups. Use it as just a group of friends together over a holiday and study it together. These 10 minutes or 8 minutes is basically just the encouragement for you to go and search in the scriptures yourself. You know, what is God saying? Because the amazing thing is the Holy Spirit will highlight something to you and he'll highlight something to me. And even as we've seen different people presenting these 8 or 10 minutes, everybody's personality and their gifting comes out. It's just so beautiful to be part of the body of Christ that has different giftings and grace for each other. Because we do get the people that are very theologically orientated and think with their mind and philosophy, and then there's those who need the encounter with God and who are experience focused, and we need to learn to work together. It's not the one or the other. It's the middle way of the Word and the Spirit, the Word and the Spirit. So in Acts chapter 28, that's what we're talking about this final evening. And there's a lot of other things we can also do. There are all these schools that you can get involved with. So get involved with those schools. As we finish on this climax, Acts chapter 28, from verse 1 to 6, we see Paul here on the island of Malta, the story of him sitting around the fire. So Brian is from the Lord, amen. And so here comes the snake, and the snake bites him, and people think like, whoa, just after the shipwreck, these guys probably thought there's a curse on this man. And now they're waiting for him to die, and he doesn't die. What a miracle. Eventually, it ends up into a healing service where the Bible says many people got healed. Many people brought the sick. You know, we don't just need a church service for God to do a miracle. You can do that work at home. You know, you can pray for the sick. You don't even need the gift of healings on your life. We just need the Word of God. And as we are obedient, wherever you are, even in the worst situation, like here, a snake coming to bite him, now you may think like, did God send the snake or what happened? All we know is that, sure, God used this opportunity to reach a whole island. And for 2 years, Paul ministered on this island. And eventually they set sail to Rome. This is the final destination. He's a prisoner of Rome. He gets to this place, Puteoli, which is the port at Rome. And then we see this beautiful picture again, like we see right through the book of Acts. God's faithful servants. Yeah. They've just left the island, come to Rome, and the brethren come to meet him. And the word it says there is, he took courage when he met these Christians. Isn't that amazing? We must encourage each other. And there were so many people. So many times when Paul had to preach, the angel appears to him and says, Paul, don't be afraid, because I've got many people in the city. I've got many people here. God is moving and God is using his body. It's just so important that we always connect with the church, because the answer is the church. The family is the church. That's where we need that encouragement. And Paul had prophets speaking. Paul had people around him. And so here in Rome, that's where he now finally settled. And he took a lot of courage. So the first thing that happens from verse 16 onwards to about verse 29 is Paul invites the Jews. You know, Paul had such a heart for the Jews. I would have long ago given up on them. But he was gracious. He had mercy on them. And the Bible says a lot of them turned to the Lord. And so there's sometimes a misconception and says Paul lived in his own house. But it was just a place that he paid for. He made provision for that. But he was still a prisoner. And for this time, with his heart for the Jews, ministering to them, so many people came. You know, I wonder what you and I would have done if we were prisoners. Would have probably just said, oh, Lord, please deliver me. But with Paul and Silas and Timothy and so many people on these roads and on this journey of having grace and a lot of things happening to them, Paul always used the opportunity. And the Bible says he hosted them. he was hospitable, because that opened the door for a lot of people to come. And so as he opened up his house, you know, and as he opened up this place, people had access to Paul, and our lives should be accessible. So the final two verses, verse 30 to 31, this is where Paul spends 2 years in Rome. You know, he was on his own, a prisoner. There were these guards with him. They were looking out for him. So it was a tense situation, but there's many books that were written, books of the Bible that were written from this place. There was Philippians, there was Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, you know, these amazing books where he says, Paul, a prisoner of Christ. That's how he started these books. He wrote it from this place in Rome. And so you can almost think, like, why doesn't, like, Luke, who wrote this, actually gives the idea of how did Paul die, or how did he? Because, but that wasn't the focus. The focus was on the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Church. So from Jerusalem till right here, 30 years. We get this story, 30 years, 3 decades of the ministry of the church. It started with a small group of people in the upper room. It ended with thousands of people hearing the gospel, responding to the gospel. So Paul wrote these letters from there, and Luke was also there. Timothy came to visit. There were some, Luke spent a lot of time, because I think he wrote also some of the stuff, you know, that Paul was ministering. And it's just beautiful to see how the church worked together and how these people connected and became such good friends as they ministered the gospel all across the world. And we, you and I, should take courage. If we can see how these people did it without the internet, without the modern day equipment, yeah, setting sail for 3 months and 6 months and then staying on a place for 2 years. But they were determined to be witnesses for Jesus. And so I want to leave us with these thoughts to encourage us. You know, if Paul says, I had a lot and sometimes I had nothing, but yet for me to know Christ, you know, he says it in Philippians specifically. He says that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to the image of his death. You know, Philippians chapter 2 is one of my favorite chapters. That's some of your homework. Go and read it, how he wrote it for you from Rome. He says the humility of Christ, the authority of Christ. But he says, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection, but also the fellowship of his suffering. Are we willing to walk the road with God? Are we willing to suffer for Christ? Are we willing to enter into the power of his resurrection? And that's what's so beautiful about this story of Paul here in Rome, the Acts of the Apostles. And I want to pray for us that we will continue the work. You know, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, then looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, you know, as we run this race, we have a cloud of witnesses. These disciples are witnessing that we have the baton to run and to be the church in this time. So let me pray for that boldness again. Let me pray that we'll continue the Acts of the disciples in this time. So Father, thank you that we can be free. Thank you that we can spend this time together in the book of Acts, Lord. And we are challenged to be the church. We challenge, Lord, in and out of season to preach the word. Thank you, Lord, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, we yield our hearts, we consecrate our hearts, we submit to you, Father, and especially as the church in the West, we want to repent for not living in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our hearts, into our lives, into our marriages, into our relationships. Holy Spirit, come and be the one who breathes the life of God over us. We pray that in Jesus' name alone. Amen.